Masechet Kelim Perek Kaf Zayin Mishnah Vav. In last Mishnah, we said that when measuring a shirt of a newborn, it has to have the double measurement. That means it cannot become tameh with tumat midras unless it's the required size on both sides, the back and front of the shirt. Here we'll mention other items that also need that double measurement. Mishnah says, Elu nimdadin kefulin. The following items are measured while doubled. Ampalya. An ampalya is a cloth or leather boot. Upmulinya, which are shorts that go from the waist all the way to the knees. Umechnasayim, pants. Vekova, a hat. Vekis, shel, pandeya. And a belt that is hollow that could be used to hold on to money. All of these items have two sides, and therefore the minimum measurement has to be on both sides. If it's only on one side, it cannot become tameh with tumat midras. So, for example, let's say it's cloth, it has to be 3x3 tefahim on each side for a total of 6x3 tefahim. Umatlit shetilaya al hasafa, a patch that is attached to the border of a neck opening, a patch, which is a piece of material sewn on to reinforce and to prevent tearing. If it's being put over here in, on a flat way on one side of the opening, in peshutanim dedit peshuta, if it's flat, it's measured flat. The patch can become tameh if it has that required size when flat and unfolded. But v'im kifula, if it's doubled, if the patch is folded over, so now it's on one side of the garment and on the other side, on the outside and on the inside, we measure it doubled. Each side that it's on has to have that minimum measurement, or it would not become susceptible to become tameh.